The Eilat told us Yitzchak ben Avram, Avram hoiled as Yitzchak. So why does it say Avram hoiled as Yitzchak? It says Eilat told us Yitzchak ben Avram, for Shteitzach Avram hoiled as Yitzchak. So Rashi brings down a pshat, La'acha shekara HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shmai Avram, acha kach hoiled as Yitzchak. Afterwards, he gave birth to Yitzchak. Some Kazisel Broid Zatzal says, you see from over here how great one ois, the power of one ois could be. First of all, the oisius of the Torah are not just Hebrew alphabets. The oisius of the Torah have gewaldige koyches that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with. And you see over here a chilik between Avram without a hay and Avraham once the hay was added to him, that the koyach hoylod was given to him. And we say that every day at Asheva Chayshev Avram, Voitseisei Meir Kavdim, the Sam Tashmai Avraham. That was a major thing, that the extra hay has a koyach of hoylod, the koyach abri of a different sort. The Yalkut brings down, Behei Barasi as a oylam, see, the He Baram, with a hay I created the world. So it's from the Medrash that was like that same hay. The same hay that was used for the creation of the world was the hay that was given over to Avram. Now it fits in very well with what Rashi brings down in the beginning of Bereishis. Bereishis, Bishvil Yisrael Shenikru Reishis. The whole creation of the world was Bishvil Yisrael. And Yisrael only came about with the same hay that created the world. And the Svarim HaKadoshim bring down that Klal Yisrael has a koyach of being mechadish chedushim in Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Torah. The Torah was the blueprint of the world. So how's it shared to be mechadish on that? HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the koyach achidish over. That's hoylodah that comes from that hay. Also, not only that, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the koyach of becoming a shutif with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Bria. Someone that's Mekadesh as a Shabbos, he's an Asa Shutif in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Masa Bereshis. Called Dain Hadon Din Emes becomes a Shutif in the creation. Vayistay is that Klal Yisrael has that Koyach HaHilada, and that all comes from the Koyach of the Hay that Avraham Avinu was given, and through that Klal Yisrael came into being. Vayeta Yitzchak HaShem L'Noichach Yishtay. And Yitzchak davened to Hashem on behalf of his wife, Ki Akorah, because she was an Akorah. The simple pshat is she was an Akorah. So Yitzchak davened on her behalf. See Hirsch as the choif. Zchus Yogan Aleinu, there's a sefer called Beis Yisrael. He says, I'm a chudish dik pshat in the posik. Vayeta Yitzchak l'Hashem l'noichach ishtoi, Ki Akorah, that she should be an Akorah. He davened that she should be an Akara, which means naturally she was able to give birth l'chetchila. But he davened that she should be an Akara. Why is that? Because we know that Rivka came from a very not such a kosher upbringing. She grew up in the home of Besuel. Her brother was Lavan. The people in her vicinity were Anshei Resha. See, Yitzchak Avinu was afraid that if she would have a regular koyach ha'hilada, it would be under the influence of where she was brought up. Especially, we find that the koyach ha'riya, whatever you see, has an impact on the person, on the gabi, what they give birth to. So Yitzchak Avinu was afraid of that. So therefore, Yitzchak Avinu was mispal ki akorahi. She should lose her regular koyach ha'leida. And then he davened for her to regain an alpi shamayim. Anaya koyach ha'ilodah, there's no shaychus to before, and through that, it would not be under the hashva of what she saw in her father's home. So it's a chudosh de kibshah. Vayeta Yitzchak l'Hashem, l'noichach ishtoi, ki akorahi, the word ki akorah could also mean that she should, doesn't have to mean because, it could be that she should be an akorah. He davened for her to lose her original koyach ha'ilodah, and then she should regain it min hashamayim. It should be like B'derech Nei, should have no shaykhs to before. So, also, that would explain why it's Vayetar, Lashon of Atira, is a Lashon of like a pitchfork that turns over something from before. An Atar is a pitchfork. To turn over what was there before, you need an extra tefillah. And Rashi also brings down by Yosher LeHashem, this patzer, and this payas, and this pata, you need an extra appeasement. You have to mamash dray over the yitris to make her into an akara, and then to bring her back again to get a new kayach I love. So the Sefer Imre Yosef, Heilige Imre Yosef of Spinkes, Eichatzadik Kodesh Lebracha, he brings down this with Tzvi Hirsch's at the chay. And he's Moisef on that. It says in the Pasuk, state, Bekachta is Rivka bas Mesuel ha'arami mipadn aram, achois loven arami loy leadership. So Rashi asks the question, why did the Torah have to be Ma'ilach over here? Rivka bas Mesuel ha'arami mipadn aram, achois, we know this all already. So Rashi's coming to teach us that even though her father was a Rosh and her brother was a Rosh and her people were Anshei Rasha, Afal Pekin, she was a Tzadekis. So said the Kasha, we know that as well also. We know that already. We know where she came from. So why did the Torah have to say it over here? Zimri Yosef says that if he this seers of the Shaivis Pshad, it comes out very good. Why did he have to do that? Because of what it says, because he took her, and she came from Anshei Rasha, and she had that bad background. For that, he had to be mispalel. She should be in Ankara, she should lose her original Kayach HaLaga, and then she should be able to be Meidlet again in Hashemayim. That's all a Hagdamah to the Tefillah of Yitzchak. Those are Sirach of the Chayiv and the Yosef of Spink, to Heilig, Heilig, Yidin. Vayomer Hashem lo, Hashem said to Rivka, Shnei Goyim Bevitneich, there are two nations in your womb, Ushnei Lu'umim Imeayich Yiparegim, and two regimes, rulerships, will separate from your insides. Rashi says, Shnei Goyim Bevitneich, Geyim Ksim. It doesn't say with a vav, Gimel Yud Yud Mem. Proud nations. Elu Antoninus v'Rebbe. This is referring to Antoninus and Rebbe. Shalei pasku me'al shulchanam. They never had a lack, leitznoim, not radish, leichazeres, not lettuce. Loi b'maisachamav, loi b'maisachshon. There's numerous questions over here. First of all, she was in terrible tzar. So how is this a nechama shnei goyim bevitneich? There's two nations in your womb. Like, how's that a nechama for her? How's that going to appease her? How's that going to comfort her? That's number one. Secondly, if Chazal wanted to pick greatness of kings, why did they have to pick on Rebbe? David HaMelech, Shlomo HaMelech, who built the Beis HaMikdash, Rebbe wasn't even Mamash HaMelech. Rebbe was a Nasi. And he was a Nasi under the Roman rule. So if you wanted to pick Gaius, you wanted to pick Gaiva and pride in the Malchus, you should have picked David or Shlomo, one of the great Malachim of the past, because Yom HaMelech. Why'd they pick punkt on Rebbe? Maybe you're going to want to answer, because I wanted to pick a place where it's Shnei Geyim, where the two people were great at the same time. Usually in Esav and Yaakov, it was a seesaw battle. They weren't great at the same time. They wanted to pick a Eifel where they were both great at the same time. So he goofy, you have to understand, why did the message of Hashem B'davka come in such a thing? Shnei Goyim, they'll be both great at the same time. Bosepis, the Navi Gufa said that in the book. So Ramban says, it could be because you have two Goyim in your stomach and they're going to hate each other forever. So therefore, already in the beginning of their Yetzira, in the mother's womb, it's a remez what's going to be for them at the end. This is a remez to what their history is going to be. And to be meramez to that, it comes l'maisa already in the mother's womb. Fighting in the mother's womb is a sign there's going to be sin between them forever. But now that you have the sin already, now they're going to rest. Now you're not going to have that pain anymore. So that answers what the nechama was to her. The nechama was that now already she's not going to have the pain anymore. And it could be that's why Chazal said that was the nevuah on Rebbe and Antoninus Bedafka, because that was one of the only times in history that there was no melchama between the two. That's when they got along. So the siman of the menucha in her womb, that's a siman to Elon Tanina's Rebbe. That's why Bedavka didn't pick David HaMelech or whatever. It wasn't Stam picking the greatness and the gaiva of the Malchus. It was trying to pick a time of menucha, which is daima to the menucha in her stomach. That's why Bedavka picked the nevuah of Shnei Geim, Elu Rebbe of Antoninus. They both got along and they learned that Antoninus himself was Taka Megayer. So the menucha in her stomach represents that period of Rebbe and Antoninus. And that will also explain, most of his Rashi brings down, Sholi Poska, Hazeres, and Tznai, like what's the great godless of that? Hazeres and Tznai, that radishes and that lettuce and those things. The great part of Rebbe's life was he was Masada the Mishnayos. Like why did Rashi, why did Chazal say, Sholi Poska, Tznai, and Hazeres? So, Simchas Yisrael writes, that Chazal says, he's coming to tell us that just like having Chazeres and Tznai all year throughout all the seasons is not normal. Today we're used to it because today, you know, you have everything a whole year. When I was a kid, you didn't have that. There was no such thing as peaches and plums in the winter. Watermelon in the winter didn't exist. No such thing. You know, today we're used to it. You have everything at any time. There were seasonal things. So them having everything was Shaloi Kederech HaTeva. Yaakov and Esav living together is Shaloi Kederech HaTeva. Halacha b'yudua she'esav seina Yaakov, that's a metzias in the Bria. That is the way the natural Bria was created. Halacha b'yudua esav seina Yaakov. And if you find a period in the history of Klal Yisrael where they got along, that's daima to the Shaloi Kederech HaTeva of Chazeres and Tznayim all year round. It was a period Shaloi Kederech HaTeva, but it's connected the nature of the world. You know, today, people have been saying this for years. All Israel, the state of Israel, is lacking is hasbara. Hasbara. If we would be masber to the world, we'd have public relations, better public relations, and such, then everything would be different. It's an Irish guy. Because I'll say it clearly, all the hasbara in the world is not going to do you any good. Halacha Esav Seina Yaakov. It's a metzias. It's ridiculous. What's going on now in the international court? International court, they convicted that he can't go anywhere. Netanyahu can't go anywhere. Some of the others can't go anywhere. It's a joke, but that's the truth. And the world, you know, they make their protests, you know, but the reality is that it comes out into the world as that. Halacha Esav Seina Yaakov. Anything else is Shaloi Kederech HaTeva. The Torah tells us the story of the Be'eros. L'chetchilah, Yitzchok's Avodim, they dug Be'eros, and they called it Esek, they were given trouble. They dug again, they found water, they called it Sitna. And finally, you know, they found it a third time, and now they were Leirav Olah, Vayikra Shemar Rechoyvais, Vayomer, Now Hashem has widened the way for us. We have become fruitful in the land. Gavaldi Yasaitis over here, the Ramban says that the three Be'eras are connected, the three Batei Migdash. The first one was Esek. There was war going on during the first one. The second one was Sitna with Sinas Chinam. That's why the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. By Shlishi is Rechayveis. So Vayikor Shema Rechayvus Vayayimer Ki Ata Hirchiv Hashem Lanu Ufarinu Ba'aretz. It says right afterwards, Vayal Misham Be'er. He went up from there to Be'er Sheva. So at the very end, by this third Be'er, Yitzchok was Zoichet to come El Amnuch V'El Anachla. He was able to fabrate Zer and fine. So Vosefes, he decided to travel again and to go to Be'er Sheva. If you're having it good over here and finally you found Be'erois and no one's bothering you about it, so good. So settle down over here. Why did he have to go down and travel someplace else? And why indeed it says Hashem only appeared to him when he went to Be'er Sheva? Over here Hashem did not appear to him. So Shamshon Rafal Hirsch says as long as Yitzchak Avinu was living amongst the Plishtim, so you had a big chesaron and he had a big mitzvah. The big chesaron was that he couldn't go around, he wasn't free to travel around and free to do his own thing. He wasn't free to be mefarsim in the name of Hashem the same way Avraham Avinu did. He was closed in, he was like in a ghetto. And he was being imposed upon by the Plishtim. So that was a big chesaron. Neither he said it was a big mitzvah. He had no shaykhs with the Plishtim. They didn't like him. He didn't have to mingle with them. And in Mela, there was no sakona of having a bear hashva of the Plishtim on him. Now that Rechoivos came about, Yirchem Hashem, Hashem widened the way for him. So now he had the opportunity of spreading the name of Hashem, but he had a big chesaron. Because some of this, and now that the ghetto walls were taken down, so he has a son of the hashpa of the Plishtim. His question was, what should his avodah be? Should he remain a nation apart, but then he's not going to be able to spread the name of Hashem, or should he go out and, amongst the people and risk the fact that he might have a hashpa from the people on him? This was his suffix. So he decided, in order to make that decision, I have to go back to Beersheba. Beersheba is the place where Avraham Avinu lived. Beersheba was the place where he was mechunach. So he wanted to go there, and he wanted to, being in that sphere, being in that atmosphere, maybe he could be mevarer, maybe he could come to if there's some sort of a birur, what he should do. So that's exactly what happened. The minute he came to Beersheba, balayla ha'u, on that night that he arrived in Beersheba, nirei lov Hashem, Hashem appeared to him. What did Hashem tell him? Altira, don't be afraid. You have nothing to worry about. As long as you go in the ways of Avram, your father, ubeirachticha ba'avur Avram avdi. I will bless you for the sake of Avram, my eved. First episode, all of a sudden, it calls him Avram avdi over here. He says, if you're going to go in the ways of your father, Avram, to be my eved, to be mishabed yourself, to do the right thing, I promise you, you don't have to worry about the hashpa of the goyim. You don't have to worry about anything. Immediately, he says, "Vayivin shem mizbeach vayikra b'shem Hashem." He did exactly what Avraham Avinu did. Made a mizbeach, was mefarsim in the name of Hashem, and he gathered people around. Immediately after that, the palace, take a look how everything changed. If until now he had to dig to find water, even the third time he had to dig to find water, right now it wasn't much of a struggle. Vayomer lo matzonu mayim. Right away, we found water. If until now the goyim disliked him, right away it says that Rabbi Melech came to him. He came to be machniya himself to him. He saw that the bracha was with Yitzchak. So Yitzchak, the reason why he traveled to Beersheba was to be mevarer. What mahalach should he take? What should he do? And sure enough, right away Hashem was near Elav. Immediately he built the mizbeach. Immediately he saw Hatzlacha. Sai in finding water right away, which was a very important thing, a very important commodity, and Sai that they came to be machmir themselves to him. So he says, Hashem dar keish, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepts the ways of a person, gam oivav yashlimu iter, and that's what Yitzchak Avinu experienced. Va'atikach Rivka's bigdei Esav b'no ha'godor, ha'chamudois, ha'sher b'abois. And Rivka took the clothing of Esav, her big son, that was the coveted begodim in the house, Batal Beishas Yaakov Beno HaKadim. Beisoyrus Gdoye Ho'izim, Elbisha Al Yodav, skins with the hair of Izim, she put on his hands, and so on. Now, what exactly was the purpose of putting on these, the hair onto his arms? It certainly did not fool Yitzchak. Yitzchak right away said, so, Rivka was a smart woman. And Mistamish, she did this al pi ruach hakodesh. So what exactly was she trying to do by putting on the gedoya yoizim? I mean, nice Yaakov sounded himself. You know, so Yitzchak had that shasha, kol kol Yaakov ha'idayim yidei Yisrael. And also, why indeed did Yitzchak give the bracha? It's kol kol Yaakov ha'idayim yidei Yisrael. So what made Yitzchak be machriya to give the bracha if it wasn't clear that it was Esav? You have the Kol of Yaakov over here. So there's a Malbim over here, a Nifludik, a Malbim that says, a Mechudish the Kipshat. Chiddush Dikib Shad. He says this bracha was not a Ruchniyaz Dikib bracha. The Ruchniyaz Dikib bracha is Shaykh the Yaakov Avinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avram Avinu, the future of Klal Yisrael, they're going to be a nation of Kedusha and such. So the bracha for Ruchniyaz, that was Miyuchid for Yaakov Avinu, that's Klor, that was not even a Shiloh over here. The bracha that we were talking about over here was the bracha of the Hatzlacha of Olam Hazeh. So what was Yitzchak Avinu's cheshbon in giving it to Esav? You know, Yaakov Avinu was Kulei Torah. Yaakov Avinu was in the Beis Medrash, Yaimon V'layla. He's Kulei Ruchni. He doesn't have the kelim to accept the brachas of Gashmias. He has no shaykhs to Gashmias, right? Esav is the one that's the Ish Gashmi. He's the Ish Sodeh. See, Yitzchak's plan was, I'll give the bracha of Gashmias to Esav. He will be the caretaker of Olam Hazeh. Yaakov Avinu will sit and learn, and Esav will help out Yaakov. It'll be Yisachar's of Olam there. It'll be a lot like Yisachar's of Olam. But Yaakov can't handle the Gashmias. There's no shaykhs to this in him. So I'm going to give him Gashmias when he doesn't have the kelim to be able to deal with the Gashmias. He's a full-fledged yeshiva bach. There's no shaykhs to Olam Hazeh. So how am I going to give him those brachas? I'll give the brachas to Esav, and Esav will be like the tzinor to be able to feed Yaakov Olam Hazeh as well, enough to support him for his ruchnias. It'll be a Yisachar Zevulun. Rivka Imenu saw Beruah Kotcha. Such a thing is impossible. By Yisachar and Zevulun, it was Shayach, because Yisachar was from the Shiftei Ka, and Zevulun was from the Shiftei Ka. They were both Kedoshim. They were both Malei Torah from Yaakov Avinu. So in such circumstances, the Shaykh Yisachar Zevulun deal. But she knew that Esav had Kaifas Hatumah. She knew what his Tunais were. Such a Shutvis is never going to work out. Esav is going to take advantage of it, and Yaakov Avinu is only going to lose on the deal. There's no kin whatsoever. She also understood that if the bracha of Gashmius is in the hands of Esav, he's going to squander it. He's going to use it for the wrong things. You know, Gashmi is in the hands of a guy. Take a look what guy can do with the world. They ruined the world. Rivka Imenu understood that. So she understood that the only way a kiyum of a bracha v'olam hazeh a shayach is if it's attached to Torah. If Yaakov Avinu has it, so he's not going to be Isaac and Gashmi, as the Torah keeps him above the Gashmias, and the Gashmias will only be a platform for him to build his ruchnias on. That's the only way the Gashmias is going to have a kiyum. It'll be tempered, it'll be disciplined, because of the Yisaitis HaTorah, and it will help out Torah. In Esav's hands, is Bapal and Mevotel. There's no kiyum. There's no Nitzkias to Gashmias by a guy. The Hanah of the moment, and then it goes and falls by the wayside. By Yaakov Avinu, the Gashmias is going to take on a Nitzkias. So how does she do this? So she went, and she was Malvishim, the hands of Esav, the hanger. She was also a Nevi'ah, and she also saw Benavur that Yaakov Avinu should get the brachas. We know the Ramban says that a Nevi'ah that said with a Dibur, that could change. But a Nevi'ah with a Nevi'ah did a Maisa, that already is a Haskola of the Maisa Bepoyo, and that Nevi'ah cannot change. So her purpose in putting on the Gedoya Izim wasn't to fool Yitzchak. It was to do a Maisa to be Malavish Yaakov, the Kalim of the hands of Esav. He should have Kalim to know what to do with the Gashmias. So it was the Kail of Yaakov, the Pnimius of Yaakov, but he also had the Adayim de Esav. He had the Levush. And the Gashmias is only a Levush. If Gashmias is only a Levush, it doesn't become a Kalim of your Pnimius. The real pnimius of the person is the koyel kol yankiv, then it has a kiyum. So this wasn't an act to fool Yitzchak. It was a maisa to make a nevuah be mekuyum. When the maisa appeared in front of Yitzchak, so Yitzchak saw a koyel kol yankiv, ha'idani de'etzav, he saw a mixture over here of ruchnias and kelim of gashmias. Oh, I can give the bracha to this person. That's the way he appeared in Ruchni. Yitzchak was not able to see. But he was able to see in a Ruchni is the Gesense. In a Ruchni, the Gesense, he saw the Pnimius of Yankiv and the Chitzonius, the Yodayim of Esav, the Koyach of the Kalim of Esav, to be able to do it. And Mele, he gave the brachas. Not because he was fooled. He He did it api ruach hakodesh, api the way the tzura appeared in front of him. And sure enough, Yaakov Avinu proved that he can be in a land of lovan and do things in a gashmiistic way. He was able to do it. He had the kelim. Rivka Imenu's plan worked out. So when this the Malbim says, that's pshat, when the Medrash says, HaKol Kol Yankiv HaYadayim Yidei Yesev, Zman Shakol Yaakov Nishma B'Botek Nesiyas B'Botek Midrashes, Oz Ein HaYadayim Yidei Yesev Shol Tesov. What's the pshat? When the Kol Yaakov is Nishma B'Beis Medrash, and then the Gashmias is only a Levush, so then Yesev doesn't get the bracha. Yesev doesn't have the bracha, he cannot have any shlit over it. It's only when the voice of Yaakov gets up to Shvach, and then it comes out that the kelim of Esav are not tempered and controlled by Torah. So then Yitzchok Avinu said, when he's going to go down, Ufarak the Uloi, then the Yadayim Yidei Esav is Shailet. But Kozman, the Koch of Yaakov is there, the Yadayim Yidei Esav belong to Yaakov as well. I would like to suggest that the Moyudik HaHatzlochet, that we see that the Israeli army has a Yadayim Yidei Esav. Yadayim Yidei Esav. It's success of an army that's been unparalleled in history. What they've done now in this last year, it's mind-boggling. Whereas the United States has run away like little puppies from Afghanistan. And Russia is losing thousands of men every month. They're winning the war. They must have lost until now 700,000 people. Between the two of them, there's over 1 million people that were killed in this last 3-year war, whatever it was, right? So with all of their gloom, 700,000, and here this little tiny dot on the globe is wreaking havoc with seven different forces, Marish. That can only be because of the Koyach of Kol Yankiv. It's only Shaykh like that. It's not Shaykh any other way. I might have mentioned this in the summer. I saw a clip of someone getting up in front of the Knesset and delivering a drasha that anybody that doesn't recognize that our survival is totally in Torah, that we survived all the years, all the centuries, surrounded by Goyim, and that now Eretz Yisrael is surrounded by Arabs that want to eat us up. If you don't realize it's because of the Koyach HaTorah, you're blind. Now, who was this person that was addressing the Knesset? It's not a Rosh Yeshiva. It was not a rub. It was a woman, member of the Knesset, who's not from. And she delanded the drasha. It brought out the cry from it. She was a not from a woman. You know, Svarvish upbringing, Misnomit is big yichas over there. And she delanded an eloquent speech that anyone that doesn't see that the koyach of our success is only because of the Bnei Torah that are sitting and learning, they're blind. It's the Yadayim Yidei Esav, it's Shalikidarech HaTeva. Shalikidarech HaTeva. They just went into Iran and said it was a limited operation. The amount of damage they caused Iran, they set them back for years. They went into a secret place called Parchin, which is about 16 miles off of Tehran. It was a secret place that Yechidim and the Iranian government were aware of it. Most of the people in the Iranian, it was a secret place for nuclear stuff. The Americans themselves weren't aware it was an operation. That's why they were able to go in there, because Biden didn't hold them back from doing it, because as far as the Biden administration was concerned, it wasn't functioning as a nuclear place, and they went and they from machred the whole thing. So where do these Yadayim Yidei Esav come from? It's a levush, b'schus those that are Isaac and Tiger. That's really the M is behind it, and it's something that, you know, we learned from this week's parasha. Okay, good Shabbos, everybody. A few weeks ago.